Hi, my name is Megan Evans, and I am a secondary education major studying physical education. Today, we are diving into a topic that goes far beyond the physical side of sports: how athletes experience pain and pressure, and how their mindset shapes performance. When we think about sports, we often picture strength, speed, and skill, but there is another layer that is just as important: perception. Perception is a key factor that connects both pain and pressure. How an athlete interprets a situation determines their response. Athletes perceive pain and pressure in different ways, and sports performance is not just physical, it is psychological. Pain in sports is not only physical, but also something athletes learn to interpret, push through, or even redefine. In an article by Veronica Gomez Espejo and others, it states, "Pain associated to injuries is a complex experience that combines both objective and subjective elements and which strongly affects rehabilitation outcomes of sports injuries." This quote supports the idea that pain is both objective and subjective, meaning athletes experience and interpret pain differently based on psychological and emotional factors. At the same time, pressure from coaches, teammates, fans, or even internal expectations can influence how athletes perform in critical moments. What connects these two experiences is perception. How an athlete interprets pain and pressure ultimately determines how they respond. In this podcast, we will explore how the mental side of sport plays a powerful role in performance and what it means for athletes at every level. Now we are going to get into the discussion portion of this podcast. There are three key points that we will be discussing. The first key point is, athletes experience pain differently than non-athletes. Research shows that athletes do not just push through pain, they actually perceive it differently. Studies by S.D. Peterson and C. Thornton found that athletes tend to have higher pain tolerance and lower perceived pain intensity. In fact, one meta-analysis found that athletes demonstrated greater pain tolerance and reported less pain compared to controls. This means training and repeated exposure to discomfort can change how the brain processes pain. Instead of viewing pain as something that signals them to stop, athletes often interpret it as a normal or even necessary part of performance. As Peterson and colleagues found, elite and high-level athletes have had increased pain tolerance and reported lower pain intensity. This suggests that athletes are not just enduring pain longer, they may actually experience it as less intense because of training and repeated exposure. As a result, athletes can maintain performance under conditions that would be more limiting for non-athletes. The second key point is, mindset shapes how pain is interpreted. Pain is not just physical, it is strongly influenced by how athletes think about it. Research by Veronica Gomez Espejo and others shows that negative thought patterns like anxiety, rumination, and catastrophizing can increase the intensity of pain. As this study explains, catastrophism is associated with mechanics which magnify the perception of that pain, and it is defined as an exaggerated negative mental set during pain experience. This means that two athletes with the same injury or situation could experience completely different levels of pain depending on their mindset. In other words, perception plays a huge role in whether pain becomes manageable or overwhelming. The third key point is, psychological strategies help athletes handle pressure and perform better. Pressure in sports, whether from competition, expectations, or high-stakes moments, can impact performance just as much as physical ability. Research by MJ Stone and others highlights that athletes who use mental strategies like confidence building, stress management, and structured routines are better able to perform under pressure. As the authors explain, these findings suggest taper helps prepare athletes psychologically for competition. These strategies help athletes reframe pressure as a challenge rather than a threat, improving both performance and overall experience. Altogether, these points show that pain and pressure are not just physical experiences. They are shaped by perception and mindset, making the psychological side of sport just as important as the physical side. So how do we use this information, you may be asking? Understanding that pain and pressure are shaped by perception has important implications for coaches, athletes, and parents. For coaches, it means recognizing that athletes may experience the same challenge in very different ways, and that mental training should be incorporated alongside physical training. Teaching athletes coping strategies such as positive self-talk, visualization, and stress management routines can improve both performance and resilience. For athletes, this highlights the importance of developing self-awareness and mental skills to better manage discomfort, injury, and pressure-filled situations. For parents, it reinforces the need to support healthy perspectives around competition and pain by encouraging effort, emotional regulation, and communication, rather than simply emphasizing outcomes. Ultimately, understanding the psychological side of sport can help create healthier, more effective environments where athletes are better equipped to perform and recover. As we wrap up, it is clear that pain and pressure in sports go far beyond the physical. Athletes do not just experience these challenges, they interpret them. And that interpretation can shape everything, from performance to recovery. The big takeaway is this: two athletes can face the exact same situation, but their perception will determine their outcome. That is what makes the mental side of sports so important and so fascinating. Thanks for tuning in. I hope this gave you a new perspective on what athletes really go through, both physically and mentally. Keep pushing your limits, and do not forget, the mind is just as strong and important as the body.